Melina and I decided that we would have a little discussion. There are some things that we want to talk to you about, and also things that are good for you to know as we move forward in these awesome light frequencies. So the first thing that we want to discuss with you is, I know there's a lot of information out there, and we're not saying that's a bad thing. I think, it's a good thing. However, we want to stress to you about where you are and who you are at this moment. You are not the same person that you were when you started this series or when you started this year. This year has really amplified your light frequencies, and your field is a massive field of light that extends in all directions. So you are very susceptible, and you have to pay attention to what you, with your physical senses, take in. What you see, what you hear, what you think in regards to the different informations that are everywhere. And as you know, the opposing factors in our cosmos do not want us to succeed in this. So they put things out there through various modalities that are sometimes subliminal and you don't pick up on it. So we're just asking you to pay attention, because you don't want to be affected by any of that that does not resonate with who you are. So we just want you to be aware of that you're carrying a massive amount of light, which will help everyone. It affects everyone because this is a great time of universal change for our planet and for humanity. Elena, do you have anything to add to that?
No, just be very discerning about what you allow into your field and your space. And then you have the benefit of that clearing process in those clearing chambers. And we can't stress enough to you how valuable and important that is to you, particularly at this time and as we go through these next sessions. Because these energetics are way and far beyond what we played in before. We just don't even have the proper way to even to express to you in words what is coming through, what is being given, what is being offered to us. So as you've heard us say many times over the last few sessions, it's in the experience of it. So it's as you experience it, how you apply it to your life and all of these things are changing your perception as well. So, just again, just use that discernment, use that clearing chambers, keep that unified feel as pristine as you can, and particularly for the remaining sessions of this year, be absolutely certain that you are taking advantage of those clearing chambers before you come to class so you can receive these off the chart frequencies into a really pristine field of light that you now carry.
I can tell you, I really feel that, yes, Milena and I facilitate these things. That's our job. That was part of our prime directive. But We are also very much a part of this group, and we have to do everything that we transmit to you comes through us, but we also have to practice it. So I want to tell you from my own experience of using this transformational process, how valuable that is to all of us personally. Because each of those chambers amplify what you already have and stabilize it in ways that, unless you do it consistently, you don't pick up on. And so, especially as we head into these 888 frequencies and the energetic gifts that we will receive from this Lion's Gate this year especially. So I just want to put my little two cents in, and I know that if you will take advantage of that process, that you will see that each one of those chambers is an unbelievable energetic uplift. So, is there anything else you want to say?
I'm
Nope.
good.
You're good. Okay. So, I'd like to talk a little bit about all of the segue points and energetics that we have received this year. Our meeting today is as you know, as we've said, is an important gathering, and we have come together in preparation to receive the fullness of the transformational energetics of the 88 Lion's Gate opening and to its culmination. Specific light energetics must be set in play or updated for this present time. The segue points and the energetics are some of our most essential energies and energy activations thus far.